7:19, we have Triple Team Traffic now brought to you by Mountain America My Style Checking. Andy?
Amanda, got a crash reported. This is a second one in the same area, 3200 West near 2700 South over on the west side, West Valley City. Bangor Highway itself, only a little bit of delay, kind of past USANA and head towards the 201 freeway. Also was beginning to back up approaching 5400 South, pardon me, in Taylorsville. There was a crash eastbound on 47 South near Bangor, but that doesn't appear to have caused much in the way of slowdowns, Eric.
You had pretty normal travel times in Utah County as you've got dry roads as opposed to yesterday throughout the whole county from Spanish Fork to Point of the Mountain. That's 24 minutes. But out in the mountains, I-80 is still slick in spots, and we had a slide off or a crash earlier, and that's still being tended to. That's westbound on I-80 at Lamps Canyon over on the right shoulder. Heather?
Traffic very thick now. I might see a few brake lights here from Kaysville down to the Farmington area, and it looks like fog is starting to thicken up again in some spots as you get close to the lake through Farmington Centerville. But overall, you still have a pretty good drive with no accidents reported on I-15 or Legacy Parkway from Ogden all the way into Salt Lake. 50% of Utah's professional MBA students receive a promotion while in the program. Students experience an average 30% salary increase by graduation. The best investment you can make. Visit PMBAUtah.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.